The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I guess all of us are in trouble if we, you know, follow literally the words of Jesus. We all get angry. And sometimes we should be angry. Obviously, seeing what happened in Texas with the shooting in the school and 12 kids, or I think more than 12, were killed. If we don't get angry, there's something wrong with us. What Jesus is trying to tell us, especially in the beginning when you say your righteousness should surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, that it's not that about following the external of the law. Well, Jesus said, you shall not get angry. If I get angry, then I have sinned. No, Jesus is calling us to look deeper to see why are we getting angry. He's calling us deeper to live the commandment of love. Love your neighbor, love your brother, love the person who's driving slower on the freeway than you'd like them to drive. Don't just say, well, I got angry. He wants us to look deeper into the law and look at the bigger picture, have a better, different way of looking at the world, at people, at life, to see it through the lens of love and not just stay on the surface with the externals. That's what Jesus is calling us. That's the vision, the mission he has for the people of his kingdom that he came to establish here on earth. As you know, we're still reading from chapter 5 in the Gospel of Matthew that starts with the Beatitude. And then Jesus goes through this list of, say, you know, you were told do this, but I tell you. He's providing us a new vision, a new way of life, to go deeper into our hearts and see where do we fail to love? What's holding us back? Because then all of these things will work themselves out. And we won't be getting angry for the smallest thing. We won't feel jealous. We won't be feeling, you know, whatever other things that sometimes come to our mind. Jesus knows we're not perfect, but he wants us to grow in love. And he presents that gospel to us, those words to us, so we can follow his example and love, even when that means it will cost us dearly. Because only love will conquer all evil.